Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. So we got five lines down. The two dots, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kayotzi bo lo yochel hazav. So we had been mentioning in the Mishnah certain things that we don't like, people getting too close to each other. That's called social distancing. So hazav should not eat with hazav, the Mishnah said, because of hergal haver, might lead to an haver. So the Gemara quotes a brisa making the following comment, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bo re'ei ad heichen partza hatara b'Yisrael. Let's go see how great Parta, in this context, Rashi's Gavra, strength, how great the Tar and Klai Yisrael has been, how careful they've been. Shalosh shaninu lo yochal hator im ha-tameya. The Mishnah doesn't say that we shouldn't have a person who's tahor eat with the tameya. That's obvious. There's no need to make such a gzera. People, Klai Yisrael on their own, knew better than that. Ela lo yochal hazav im hazava mipnei hergal vera. What the Mishnah had instituted was that even a person who's a Zav and another person's a Zava, and even though they're both Tamei, they should still not eat with each other. So that's how great the Torah was. That's how careful we want it to be. Add levels to the Tum of the Torah. So we have to understand why that is. So the Gemara says further, Koyote Bo, similarly, Lo Yochal Zav Parush Im Zav Am Haaretz. A person who's a Zav and another Zav, two men, one who's a Zav Parish, which means that he's very careful with halachas all year round, and a Zav Amharetz, who's not so careful, but they're both Zavim, they're both Tomei, Shema Yargilenu Etzlo. Here as well, the din is that they shouldn't eat together, even though currently they're both Tomei, the din is they shouldn't be with each other, they shouldn't eat with each other. So the Gemara explains, who cares? So they're both Tomei. Right now, what could possibly go wrong if each person is a Zav? What's the big deal? So Ela Ema, the Gemara says, Shema Yachilenu Dvarm Timei. The concern that maybe the Zav Am Haaretz is going to give to the Zav Parish something that's Tamei. So Gemara says, who cares? Atu Zav Parish Lav Dvarm Timei Machil. The Zav Parish, the Zav who's keeping the halachas, is also eating that which is Tamei. Anything he touches becomes Tamei. So what's the big deal of a Zav Am Haaretz and a Zav Parish eating together? So Amar Abai says, no. Gzeira Shema Yachilenu Dvarim Sheinim Misukanim. You're right, everything that they're both eating is tamei. But the concern is that maybe the Zav Am Haaretz is going to give food that isn't properly tithed, that doesn't have mice, trumas as mice is taken from it, and he might give it to the Zav that's a parish. So it's not because of the dine tuma, it's rather because of not properly taking the trumas and mice, and that's the concern. Rav Amar Rava says that no. Rav Am Haaretz Ma'asunhin. No, there's no concern of that. We know that most people take Meiser. Even as Zav Am Haaretz, the chances are he also took Meiser. So it's not a concern of him giving food, Sheina Musukanim. Ella, what's the concern? Shemi Yehei Ragil Etzlo. Perhaps the Zav Am Haaretz and the Zav Parsh are going to become good friends. They're going to start hanging out with each other more often. V'yachilenu Devarim Temeim B'mei Tarasa. What's going to happen is there's going to be a different day of the year where they're tahor, and maybe the Zav Am Haaretz is going, since they're friends now, he might serve him some food that's tamei when the Zav is no longer tamei. And that's why I don't get such good friends with people who are not following the halachas. That's what comes out from this Gemara. Gemara now asks the following question. Ibari lehu, nida mao shetishen im baila, hi bevigda vuhu bevigda. What's halacha? Is a man and woman, husband and wife, when the wife is in Nida, are they allowed to sleep in the same bed when they're both wearing clothing? Is that going to be allowed or not? Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, four narrow lines down, Shetishan in Baila, Bimita in a bed. Kigon Shehu Tamei, Deleka Lemechash Mishim Tara, which is a situation where he's Tamei as well, and there's no concern of Tara, they're both Tamei. O Bizman Azesh Ein Batara. Nowadays, is man, we have to take a step back for a moment. When it comes to Dine Nida, there's two repercussions of a woman being Tame. One is that she's Metame things. Number two is there's an Isser to be Baalah. So in terms of Tumah, there's no concern because both the husband and wife are both Tame. That's the situation we're talking about. So then the Rashi says, oh, Bizman Azesh Ein Batara. Nowadays, there's no Dine Tumah Batara. Mi Chashinin Leherga Avera. We said, are we concerned that there were going to be sleeping with each other, Bizman Azeh, even though there's no Tumah V'Tahara, Bizman Mikdash, they'll be doing the same thing, and then they'll be concerned of Tumah V'Tahara. Odilma, Kevan De'ika Hekera, Midchar Dachir. Perhaps since they're sleeping with their clothing on, maybe that's going to serve as a reminder as a Heker, and there shouldn't be a concern. So according to Rashi, the concern here is one of Tumah V'Tahara, not a concern of Isser, of being with Anita, but of Tumah V'Tahara. So the Gemara explains, so what's the answer? So again, asks the Gemara, Ibarilu. Nida Maoshe Tishan Imbaila, he bevigda, uhu bevigda. Can they sleep in the same bed when they're both wearing clothing? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Tashma, Ha'of Ola Im Hagvina, Ala Shulchan, Veno Nechal, Divrei Beisham. That, you know, Midaraisa, chicken and cheese is not Midaraisa, but Midarabanan, they say you can't have chicken and meat together, chicken and cheese rather. And the din is that Beishame says you're allowed to put them on the table at the same time, just don't eat them together. Beis Hillel Omrim, La'ola V'lo'necha. Not only can you not eat chicken with cheese, you also can't put them on the table at the same time. Why? What's the concern? The concern is that if it goes on the table, you might come to eat them together, and therefore there goes at putting them on the same table according to Beis Hillel. So you see from here, there's a gzera that we shouldn't, so too, a husband and wife shouldn't be in the same bed together, just like a chicken and cheese shouldn't be on the same table together. And the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam deleka deos. There is different. We're talking about a situation with a chicken and cheese when you're by yourself. So there's no one to remind you. There's no shomer there. So individuals shouldn't have chicken and cheese on the same table. But here, when it comes to the husband and wife in the bed together, so you have each other to take care of each other, to watch each other, and therefore maybe it should be allowed by the husband and wife, by neither. Hachanami mistavra. This also makes sense to make such a chilek, that there's a difference whether there's someone else there or not. Because the heichad ika deos, when there are multiple people there, shiny, it's different. The Katani Seif, it says in the case of the chicken and the cheese, that in the Seifa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shnei achsanayim ochlen al shulchan echad, you could have two guests who are at an inn, and they're eating at the dining area together, and they could sit at the same table, echad, and ze ochel basav, ze ochel gvina. One guy could have it meat, one guy could be having cheese, and that's fine. Ve'in choshish, and there's no concern, they're going to share with each other. So, lav itmar, so we see from there, that when there are deos, when there are multiple people, there's no chashash, there's no gzera. So just like that's true by chicken and cheese, meat and cheese, so too it should be true by husband and wife, that even though they're tamei, and we're concerned that there might be some level of hergal there, since there are deos that are there, there are multiple people that are there, each other, that is, then there's no chashash. And the Gemara says, no. V'lav itmarla, was it not said about that case of the two guests in the hotel, that Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami Amar Shmuel, lo shanu elish ein makirin zed zeh. When do we allow two people to eat at the same table, one chicken and one cheese, or one meat and one cheese, when lo makirin zetzeh, they don't recognize each other, they don't know each other, they're random, they're strangers. Ava makirin zetzeh, asurin, if they know each other, they're friends, they're neighbors, that's asur. Why? Because they might share with each other. Strangers don't share food. So I could have my cheese on my side of the table, you have your meat on the other side, we're not going to share food, we don't know each other. But for makirin zetzeh, we might end up sharing the food, then it would be asur to share the same table. So says the Gemara, V'hachanami, makirin zedzeh ninu. So when it comes to the husband and wife, certainly they're makirin zedzeh, and therefore there should be a chashash, and you shouldn't let them be in the same bed even with clothing. So the Gemara says, no. Hachiyasha, let's understand the case there. Hasam deos ika, shinoi laka. By the case of the two guests in the inn, so there are two people there, granted, but there's no shinoi. What's the shinoi that's there? But hacha ika deos ika shinoi. When it comes to husband and wife, number one is you have deos, you have two people, and number two is you have a shinoi, because as Rashi explains here, Rashi says, ika shinoi, she'ein derech lishon ela bekir basar. It's not normal to sleep unless people's flesh are touching each other. Kidichsiv she'era ksusav onasa v'amarmar, what's share, zek kir basar, where the flesh is touching each other. Shem amar iefsher ela hi bevigdov hu bevigdov. A person says, I'm only able to be with her or him wearing clothing. Yotze v'tein ksuba. Those are grounds for giving ksuba. So kir basar is the normal way to be sleeping. But to have clothing that's different, then that's a heker, that's a shinoi. So when you have deos and when you have a shinoi, then all these things are permitted. So the Gemara concludes at least at this stage will be permitted. In the case of the cheese and the chicken, the cheese and the meat, so if they're deos, and there's also a heker, what would a heker be? So similar to, you could have different placemats, or you could place a strange object in between each other. So in a case where there's a heker and deos as well, it would also be permitted by the meat and the cheese. Gemara now presents an ikadami, another version for this discussion. Okay, the Gemara now says as follows. Ikadami tashma, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shnei achsanayim ochlen al shulchan echad, ze basar ve ze gvina. You could have two guests eating at an inn on the same table, one having meat, one having cheese. Vitamar la, and on that it was said, Amar Rav Chanan and Bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Lo shanu ela shein makirin ze ze, it's only true when they don't recognize each other. Ava makirin ze ze, if they recognize each other, also, then it's also because we're concerned they might share food. And when it comes to the husband and wife, certainly they recognize each other. And the Gemara says, makirin zedzeh ninu, hasam deos ika shinoi leka, haka ika deos ika shinoi. So the Gemara again says the same thing, that by the case of the meat and the cheese, they have two people, but there's no heker, and for that reason, it's asr. But the husband and wife, they're ika deos, they're two people, and also there's a shinur, so it would be permitted, again, to sleep in the same bed with clothing on. So Tashma, the Gemara says, lo yochal hazav im hazava. They bring our mishnah. You can't have a zav and a zava, both of which were tamei. They can't eat with each other because of hergel vera. Hachanami, deos ika, so why is that not allowed? Aren't those deos? And the Gemara says, yes, there are deos there. There's a zav and a zava, but shinoi leka, there is no shinoi. If there were to be a shinoi, some type of separator between the two of them eating, then that would be allowed as well. So again, you need two things. You need deos, plus you also need a shinoi. So Tashma, the Gemara now brings a raisa. It quotes from the following pasuk in Yechezkel. El heharim lo ochal, it's referring to a tzaddik, how tzaddik, goes about his day. El heharim lo ochal, ve'enav lo nasa, el gule beis Yisrael, the es eishes re'eo lo timei, ve'el eishes, eishes nida lo yikar. It talks about the wonderful things that a tzaddik does. He doesn't get involved in avodah zara. He doesn't go to places or eat in mountains with his, in terms of avodah zara. And furthermore, he doesn't, he's not with an eishes ish, and he's not with his wife and his nida. So the Gemara says, based on this pasuk, we see makish ish nida le'eshes reho. We're connecting a person's wife when she's a nida to a eshes ish, to a married woman. Ma eshes reho hu bevigdo aser. Certainly, a man and someone else's wife cannot be in the same bed, even with clothing on. We'll see why that is in just a second, even though it's obvious. We'll see why Rashi tells us to say it's aser. But just like eshes reho hu bevigdo v'hi bevigdo aser, both in clothing is aser, so too, through this hekesh, af ishto nido hu bevigdo hi bevigdo aser. So too, one's own wife, when she's a nida, it's aser, even though they're both wearing clothing. Shramina, that's how we conclude. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, seven lines up, ma eishes re'eu, the aser lan yichud min ha-Torah b'kedushin me'achicha ben emecha. That's aser to have yichud with a eishes re'eu, based on the din deraisa. So Tosa says, Ma eishes reo hu bevigdo hi bevigdo aser, v'hasa mesvar hu lesser. V'ishe yitzro tokvo u misgabra la biyoser. Tosa says it's not because of yichud. The reason why he can't be in the same bed with his eishes reo, because it's a svar, it makes sense, because the yitzhar is going to get to you. That's why it's aser. He goes on to quote Rashi. Rashi thinks that it's based on yichud. But he ended up saying, Tosa says that doesn't make any sense because by nida, a yichud is permitted. We're trying to compare an eishes re'eu to that of a nida. So if it's really a yichud, one's allowed to be with his own wife if she's a nida. It happens ma'isim echal yom. So it's not based on nida, says Tosa, it's based on a svara. Based on a svara, just like a person can't be with an eishes re'eu with clothing, so too one should not be in the same bed with his own wife because of the yitzhara and not because of the question of yichud. Now, with this question of yichud, whether yichud applies to nida or not, seemingly everyone says it's the base thing where it's not aser. But what is the concern here? So it gets into a general discussion about whether or not yichud is an iser because shema yavala, because it might lead to violating iser, or the state itself of being in yichud in the room with someone else alone. That alone itself is aser, even though it might not lead to anything. So Rabbi Yashiv talks about this a little bit, how this connects to the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, back inside the Gemara. Either way, we conclude, and that's how we paskin, that a husband and wife may not be in the same bed when she's in nida, even when wearing clothing. And the Gemara then quotes, we're around eight lines up from the bottom now, Upligi, the Rabbi Pidas. The Amar Rabbi Pidas, he argues and says, Lo aser tara, ela kurva, shel gilei arayos bevad. He says the only thing that's aser is gilei arayos, only actual gilei arayos, which is what? Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page here, gilei arayos means tashmish mamish. Only tashmish is aser, vishar kurva, afilu kir basar midrabanan. Any other type of touching would only be an iser midrabanan. Vihi bevigdal, afilu midrabanan leke lemigzar. And when they're wearing clothing and no actual physically touching, that won't even be a gzeira. So only gilei arayos itself is aser. Shenemar, back to the Gemara, how do we know? Ish ish el kol shar b'sara, lo sikru legalos erva. And that's a reference to tashmish amita. So according to Rashi, the levels are tashmish is aser midaraisa, kir bas or other types of touching would only be midrabanan, and wearing clothing would be completely permitted. So Reb Pedas argues in what we just said, but we don't pass like Reb Pedas. Now this Rashi's statement is really machlokas Rambam Ramban. One of them holds that you're right, Rashi's correct, that only tashmish is aser midaraisa, that's the Ramban. But the Rambam holds that even kir basar, any type of derech chiba would be included. Nishuk chibuk and nishuk, hugging and kissing, would also be midaraisa according to the Rambam. So that's a very, very important machlokas. So one of the points they point out, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that if a husband is a doctor, or even not a doctor, he knows how to check pulse, and he's checking his wife's pulse, and his wife's in a nida, is that allowed? So according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be allowed, because any type of touching would be bichlal the isser midiraisa. But the Shach explains, even according to the Rambam that holds, that kir basar is asa midiraisa, it's only true when it's derech chiba. It's done in a loving way. Checking pulses are not considered derech chiba, and therefore would be permitted according to the Rambam as well. Okay, this is one of the reasons that handshaking may not be a problem so much. I'm not saying one should shake the hands of women. Generally, certainly one should not. But one has to use common sense and ask shailas in different situations, different circumstances. But it's based on this particular sugya, whether or not, kir basar is deraisa, derabanan, and what levels are included in that. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. So Gemara just had established that according to Rav Pedas, the din would be that it's aser to have tashmish amita would be aser, but to being in the same bed with clothing would actually be mutter according to him. So the Gemara now says, Ula ki hava asmi be rav, when you come back from the house of Rav, the base magister Rav, have a menashik lu lachavse abe chadai. You go ahead and see his sister. You come home to see his sister, and you give his sister a kiss on her like chest area. Amrila others say abe yadayu on her arms or her hands. So he was very makeup with this regard for his own sister. And upliga didei adidei, and he actually argued on his own practice. The Amar Ulu, we have a statement in the name of Ulu himself, afilu shum kurva aser, any amount of kurva aser. So a sister certainly would be a level of arayos. Now there are certain exceptions by a sister when it comes to yichud. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Kedushin that one, although normally yichud is aser with anyone who's any erva, other than one's own mother and one's own daughter, but when it comes to sisters, the Gemara says you're allowed to live temporarily with the sister, but you can't live permanently even with one's own sister. So there's a kula, that's the only kula really by a sister. But he says, any afilu shum kurva aser, mishum leich leich imre nizira, schor shor lekar milo sikra. We have this cloud the Gemara always invokes. We have to stay far, far away from Isurim. We say to another, don't go in the vineyard. Walk around the vineyard. Walk around from the wine. Don't come even close to it. So too, when it comes to one's own sister, you should stay far away. Don't kiss the sister. Don't touch the sister. So Ula, in terms of statements, goes against what his actual practice was. Okay. Gemara now says an incredible maisa, scary maisa. The last four lines of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph here, the Gemara quotes from Tana de Be'el Yahu. Tana de Be'el Yahu is a list of stories, Bryce's dinim. It's a medrash agadata from Eliyahu himself. He records some fascinating things, and one of them the Gemara presents here is as follows. Ma'isa b'talmud echad sheshana harbe, the kara harbe, is a certain Talmud who learned a lot. He learned Mishnayos a lot, learned a lot of Chumash, v'shimesh tamidi chachamim, and he served tamidi chachamim harbe a lot. And he died at a very young age. His wife took his tefillin. She went from shul to shul. She went from base medrash to base medrash. And she says to them, it says in your Torah. She was obviously very, very upset with good reason. She didn't understand. It says in your Torah, that this Torah is the source of life. It's going to be the source of long life. Ba'ali, my husband, she said. Shoshana harbe, he learned a lot. The kara harbe, he learned Tanakh a lot. V'shimesh tamidei chacham harbe, he served the great rabbanim. V'bnei ma meis b'chatzo yom, why did he die in half his age? V'lo haya adam achzira davar. No one would respond, no one knew the answer. U'pam achas, one time, nisarachti etzla, one time, says Eliyahu Navi, as he's recording the story, I chanced upon her. And Hayisa Mesicha called Osa Mara, and she told me everything. My husband learned. My husband was Mashamash Tamidei Chachamim. What happened to him? Amarti La Biti. I said, my dear daughter, be made Nidosech when you were in the state of Nida. So Mahu Etzlecha. What was he with respect to you? What was your separation like? Amrili, she says to me, Chas V'Shalom Afilu Be'etzpa Katana Lo Nagabi. Not even with his pinky finger did he touch me. We stayed the distance. Bimei Levunaich, during the days of Shivan Akim, when you were not seeing Nida anymore, but you weren't yet ready to go to the mikvah, so what was your status then? Ma Eslech, what was he with you? So she says, Achalimi, we ate together. Vishasimi, we drank together. Vyashimi Bikir Basar, we slept in the same bed together. V'lo also Daita Al Davar Acher, and never did we want to think of violating Issa Deraisa. We never had Tashmish, but we had the right proper boundaries in there. So he says a very stark response, V'amarti La, and I said to her, says Eliyahu Navi, Baruch Hamakum Shaharga. blessed be Hashem that he killed him. You didn't add panim to the Torah. What that means is you didn't take on the dinei derabanan. It's not only that which is in the deraisa, but even the gezeras one must have to keep. The Torah says, lo sikrav, don't come any closer, and even until she goes to the mikvah, and therefore even bimei libunayach, even during the days of Shimon Akim, you still should have separated from each other, and you did not. A scary, scary maisa about the need for separation. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Baba Amar, mitechadahava, he says about this maisa, of Eliyahu Navi, he was all talking about in the same bed, but it was a bed that was actually pretty wide. Even the same bed, Rashi says, three narrow lines down, mitechadahava, rachva, it was one big bed, it was a big bed. Look, here, Basahavia, it wasn't, they weren't really close. The Savar, the Shari Bahakh, they thought it was allowed. As long as the bed is a king-size bed and the opposite sides of the bed, that's all fine. And the truth is, it's not. You need to have two beds during Nida. Uvmarava, Amrin, Eretz Yisrael, they would say, in the West, they would say, Amrav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Sinar, Mafsik, Beina, Levena. They actually had some type of small pants, that underwear of some sort, that was separating between the two of them, that was the situation. Either way, we see the need for separation of beds and individuals during this during the times of Nida and Shiva Nakim as well. Okay. Now we're entering into a territory of Tumah Tahara. We're going to be on this for a few days. We'll slowly get through it. Today's daf is not so difficult. It's just a little bit of an introduction. So the mission begins as follows. The Elu Hein Min Halachos She'amru Ba'aliyas Chananya Ben Chizki Ben Garin She'alu Levakro, that these are the following halachas. We're going to see if these mean the upcoming halachas or these mean the halachas that were just mentioned. The Gemara is going to address that in just a moment. So, but these were the halachas that were learned in the attic of Chananya Ben Chizki Ben Garin. She'alu Levakro, they went up to visit him. He was once ill and they went to visit him. And Nimnu V'rabu Be'shame Be'sila, they took a vote. The way, just like any elections work, they have to take a vote and see how it passes. So they took a vote, and turns out that the Rabu Beishamai Beisil, the Beishamai won this particular vote. Vishmone Sadvarim Gazur Babayom. In light of this vote, in light of these elections, there were 18 gezeiros that were made on this very day in the attic when they went to visit Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gara. So the Gemara asks the question I just mentioned: Amarle Abaye the Rav Yosef. Elu tanan o ve'elu tanan. Do we say elu or the vav ve'elu? Meaning ve'elu tanan, and these were hanid amrin, meaning that which we learned before in the parak. All of these ve'elu were the what we mentioned, what we learned in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya. O elu tanan diba'inu l'meimar kaman. Or we're saying without the vav elu that these that we're about to learn in the upcoming parak. These are all mentioned, learned in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya. Tash Shema. The Gemara says. Quotes from the Mishnah from the other day, Ein Polin L'Oraner, we know we don't remove the lice using the candle. Ein Korin L'Oraner, you don't read by the candle. Ve'elu min ha'halachos sh'amru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizki ben Agaron Shema Mina. Ve'elu tanan Shema Mina. So we see clearly from this Brisa, it says ve'elu and these, meaning that which we mentioned in the earlier Mishnah, that the different things you shouldn't do, removing the lice and the reading by the candle, those were all of the things learned mentioned in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gar. So the Gemara now says, Tana Rabbanan, mi kasuv Megillas Tainis. Who is the author of Megillas Tainis? What's Megillas Tainis? If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Megillas Tainis, lefisha shar kol mishnah b'raisa lo hayu ksuvim d'asu l'kasuv. This is a time period when you were not allowed to write Mishnayos and Brises just yet. We know Torah Shebaal Peh, Iyata Rasha Lekasvan, that Gemara tells us in Gittin and Erechin that you cannot write down Torah Shebaal Peh. It wasn't until later on that Rebbe Yehuda Anasi had to write them because we were forgetting it, because of Eitz La'asos La'ashem, there was a need, we were forgetting things. But we're talking about a time period where they were still memorizing everything. They memorized Mishnayos and Brises. So then, what was the Megillas Tainis that they were allowed to write down? So Rashi explains, again, Lefisha Shar Kol Mishnah Brisa Lo Hayu Ksuvim Das LeKasvan. The rest of the Mishnahs they couldn't write down just yet. V'zu Nichtava, and this was written. Megillas Tainis was written. What's Megillas Tainis? It's Lizikaron, to remember the Das Yomim HaAsurim B'Tainis, to know which days of the year it's also to fast. Lechach Nikra Megillah SheKasav B'Megillas Sefer. So the way it worked, and there are a number of examples that Gemara and Tainis talks about. There are a number of debates with a number of Vikuchim with the non-Jews. And or the Siddukim, really, and we would win the debates. So one such example, we were debating about when Shavuos should be. So we said Shavuos is always 50 days after Pesach, and they said it's always Machos L'Shabbos, it's always Sunday. We had another debate about the carbon tamid. So Gemara says when these debates took place and we won this debate, so we made a celebration, and those days were established as Yamim Tovim, whereby the din would be that you couldn't fast and eulogize on these days. So these days were listed in Megillas Tainus. So who is the author of Megillas Tainus? Who made this very extensive list of days that you can't fast and eulogize? So back inside the Gemara again, Mi Kasa of Megillas Tainus. Amru Hananiah ben Chizkia v'siyato. It was Hananiah and his chabur. They put it together. Shahayu mechavin es hataros. They were so dear. Tzaros were so dear. Why were tzaros so dear? And this is perhaps going to be some level of inspiration for us as we're going through this particular difficult point in history. Rashi explains mechavin es hataros shenigalin mehen, because in the end they were redeemed. They had Yeshua from the tzar. Vanes chaviv aleim, and the miracles were so chaviv to them. Laskiro l'shvachos shekadosh baruch hu, to bring about the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu and to thank Him. And to write them down, write the Nes that took place, and to establish this as a Yom Tov, Kigon, like it says in the Gemara several times, Eilin Yom in these days, Delo Lisanos Ben, these days you shouldn't fast, and it goes on to list the various fast days. So there is, the Tzaros were so Chavav. Why were the Tzaros so Chavav? Not the Tzaros themselves, not the pain and the anguish themselves, rather the redemption of them, and the praise and thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the establishing of a Yom Tov. The Gemara does point out there's a machlokas, whether Bezman Hazem Megillas Tainus is still relevant or not. We assume that Megillas Tainus is not relevant. Those days listed are not relevant, other than days like Hanukkah and Purim. Those days, everything else listed there are batal. The Gemara then says further, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Af Anu Mechavin Satzaros. We also find Tzaros very dear, meaning the redemptions from Tzaros are very dear. Aval Ma Nasa, what should we do? Shimbanu Lichtov, if we were to write all the days that we are saved from different Tzaros, Ein Anu Maspikim, it wouldn't be enough. There's so much, they come so often, it would be impossible. They come so often, we can't have a Yontif every single day, and for that reason they were unable to practically implement it according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And then the Gemara says, Davar Achra, eternally, Ain shota nifka. So Rashi says ain shota nifka, that ain pegara by love. Klomer ain makir b'fragava kach kama nisim ba malenu v'ain anu makir b'hem. He says we can't. We don't recognize. There's so many nisim that take place this every single day. We take them for granted. We don't even recognize them. It's pointless to even get started because we're missing so many of them. Better not to get even started, he says. Davar acher, alternatively, ain b'sar meis margish b'izmel. The dead flesh doesn't feel the izma, the little knife doesn't feel it. What does that mean? So Rashi explained, before Rashi actually, but the concept here is that we've been feeling and going through so many tzaros throughout history, we're desensitized. The Yatav doesn't mean anything to us anymore. So if you start making a list of all the Yamim Tovim, all the tzaros, we're going to just shrug it off, and therefore nothing becomes special, unique anymore. It's better sometimes to limit the celebrations. This way we have more excitement. But if you're going to have a celebration of every single day, then we'll really get desensitized, and it'll be meaningless at that point. So the Gemara asks the question of this very statement that the bas b'sar meis, marg ein b'sar meis, margish b'izmel. That the Gemara had said, the flesh doesn't feel when a knife goes into it. Ain't is that true? V'hamar of Yitzchak hasherima l'meis kemachad basar hachai. That when the body is dead and there are worms crawling into the dead body, the body actually feels it like a needle going into the live flesh. So we see clearly that a basar mace does feel pain. It feels pain. So the Gemara says, no, Ema, ein basar mace shebechai margish bizma. Dead flesh on a live person, you don't feel anything. So a person has some dead skin on his body, he's alive, but there's some dead skin, I don't know, somewhere in his foot, he's got some dead skin. The person puts a needle through it, he doesn't feel it. If a person's completely dead, then a person could feel pain in theory. But the person who's alive, the basar mace, he does not feel on his body. Now, there is an interesting din here that, based on what you just said before, that machlokas, whether or not we should be making these Yamim Tovim or not Yamim Tovim, based on the different tzaros, so that all spoke about in a grand scale. Should the tzibur make a yantif in celebrating a certain victory? But what about a yachid? Should a yachid make a yantif or should not make a yantif? So it ends up being an interesting machlokas, achronim, whether it's worthy of a yachid establishing a yantif for themselves if there's a particular nes that happened to them. So the Chai Adam is famous for writing his Agdama. He had established a yantif for his family. There's a terrible fire that killed his entire family, except I think he maybe a son, I don't remember, was the only survivor, and obviously it was a terrible thing, but since he was saved, he established a yontif for him and the generations thereafter as a personal yontif. So it is a minag tov, and one, if one does experience such a nay, such a yeshua, there should be a certain yontif. It's like a sudas hadah, an annual sudas hadah. So the Gemara now says, back inside, Amar Yehuda Marav, Baram Zachar Osa Ish Latov, we should remember this person for good, V'Chananya Ben Chizki Shemo, Shemalehu Nigna Sefer Yecheskel Shudvarv Sosim Divrei Torah. So, if it had not been for him, we would have hidden Sefer Yecheskel, because there are certain hidden things, there are certain contradictory things that we couldn't understand, and we would have put in a Geniza because of the challenges of understanding it. We don't want people to get confused. We would have hid it. But because of Chananya ben Chizkiah and Zachar, also Ish Latov, he was able to reconcile the contradictions. What did he do? So Gemara says, Ma'asa, Helu Allah, Helu Lo Shlosha Meos Garvi Shemen, he brought 300 amounts of oil, the Yashab Aliyah, the Darshan. And he brought him to his attic. He had plenty of oil in order to keep the fire going, to figure out Sefer Yecheskel, and to make it clear, and we're able to utilize and learn from Sefer Yecheskel. So these are wonderful things, what a great Sadek Hananya ben Chizkiah was. So now back to the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Shmona Sadavar Gazer. That day, when they went to visit him, they established 18 different gzeiros. So the Gemara now is going to just list the gzeiros, and Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start going through and analyzing each of the gzeiros. I'm going to just go through the list. I'm not going to explain it, though. So the Gemara says, "My ninu shimona sadavar." What are the 18 things? The Tanan, the Mishnah says, there's a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Zavim, Elu posen sachuma. These are the following things that disqualify the chuma. Ha'ochel ochel rishon, one who eats ochel. All these things we're listing, by the way, are gzeiros, so they're all derabanan. So one who eats ochel rishon, va'ochel ochel sheni, one who eats level 2, tuma, va'shosa mashkim tamei, one who drinks mashkim that are tamei, va'haba rosha v'ruba b'mayim, shuvin, a person who puts his head and most of the body in mayim shuvin is water that's been drawn. When it comes to a mikvah water, you can only use rainwater, or you can use a spring. But to use rainwater that was transported somewhere else, that's called mayim shuvim, that's called drawn water, that's not good for mikvah. Not only was it not good for mikvah, it would make a person tame. V'tau shenafla rosha rubo shlosha lugin mayim shuvim. Or if a person was poured over him, someone poured over on top of him, perhaps like a shower, three lug of mayim shuvim, he also become tame. V'ha sefer, we'll learn that svarma tame as well. And vayadayim, the hands are considered always tamei until you've washed them. Vativa yom, a person who went to the mikvah but hasn't yet experienced the shkias achama, that the hair of shemesh, the sun hasn't yet set. Vaochlin vakelim, shenitmu b'mashkim, food and liquid and kelim that became tamei from liquid. These are the 18 things that were nigzar in that time in the attic. And mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow to go through each one in great detail and figure out why they're instituted in each particular case. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Be safe and healthy.